Hello, this is Abigail Lang. It is November 8th, 2018, and I am here interviewing John Clay as part of the Campus and Community Collaboration Project. Hello, John.
Hi, Abby.
My first question today is, what local organization are you part of?
I am with the Worcester-Oroville NAACP, Unit 3208.
All right, could you tell me a little bit about that organization and what it does?
Yes, the NAACP unit here in Wayne County is a civil rights organization that is open to anyone. We fight for people who have civil rights issues.
Okay, and what is your role in the organization?
I am the current president.
Could you tell me about the history of this chapter of the organization?
Well, this local NAACP started sometime in the mid-60s. I'm not exactly sure of that date. The first president was Jack Harris and has been in existence since that time.
Okay, and has your organization ever worked with groups at the college? If so, what projects and how did the collaborations go?
Yes, we have worked with the college. That's been something we have been trying to do more of. This past year, we were stakeholders in the AMRI project, and it was concerning returning citizens to Wayne County. Two wonderful students helped us put together a database so that we have access to the names of felon-friendly companies, companies that will hire felons. There was more work done in that, but that's it in a nutshell.
Has the organization collaborated with other local organizations in the past?
Absolutely. We worked with the Concerned Citizens Committee during the time of the KKK recruitment here in Wayne County. The NAACP actually led that committee. We helped organize the rally downtown on the square in August 2017, I believe it was. Just to let the KKK, or I should say the Invisible Empire, know that hate was not welcome here in our community.
And presently, does the organization have any working relationships with other local organizations?
Well, I guess I should say that, yes, we are working with the Worcester City School Systems. We helped spearhead a diversity task force for the Worcester City School Systems to try to hire more diverse certificate teachers into the school system. We also have taken a good hard look at curriculum, hiring and retention. We have also helped collaborate with the Diversity Task Force on the classroom climate. We've worked with the Wayne County Commissioners on a Tuskegee Airmen exhibit that was here this past May. We are working with the group, and I don't have a lot of details because it's still in a fledgling state, to help erect a monument for Charles Follis, who is a past Worcester College student and the first professional Black American football player.
And so you already mentioned that, but does the organization have any more upcoming events?
Yes, we just had our Freedom Fund rally, which went on just as the college students were coming back to school, so we really didn't get a lot of participation from the college, but it was a grand event. We had over 200 people in attendance at Kittredge Hall. We also are preparing for our annual Martin Luther King Day celebration, and we have collaborated with the college for their MLK celebration that goes on here. And currently, that's what we have going on. We still have to do our planning meeting for the year, and we have elections going on right now, so that's kind of taking up quite a lot of time and energy.
And I know that's been another source of collaboration between the college and the NAACP in particular, with the MLK Day panel, the lectures, and yeah, just with the MLK Day panels.
I have actually spoke at the opening ceremony 2 years ago.
And
we've also had college singers in the group. I'm trying to think. Golden
Shades of Gold.
Shades of Gold helped with our community choir 2 years ago at our MLK celebration.
And can you speak at all to any history or collaboration with the Worcester College campus chapter of the NAACP?
Actually, I really can't, due to the fact that I'm the president of the adult branch and I have no jurisdiction, for lack of a better word, over that. I do think about how we can engage young people and drum up some interest in the NAACP. But currently, no, I have no other information.
Right. And would you like to be involved with any other local organizations at the college in the future? Do you have any particular initiatives in mind?
Well, currently, we are still trying to sort out the data we received from the AMRI project last year. I don't have a current initiative, but it's still early. We like working with the college. We like building solid relationships in our community. And the college is obviously is a big part of the community.
Of course. And is there any conscious effort to make the NAACP a more LGBT plus friendly space? Or is there any particular queer or feminist perspective that includes in the efforts or ways that they support the LGBT community?
The Worcester Oroville NAACP is a civil rights organization. We will help and defend to the best of our ability anyone who comes to us with their, after they have had their civil rights violated. We currently have several LGBT members that belong to the Worcester Oroville NAACP. And to that regard, they put their input in just as any other human being would. And it's taken that way, not with any animosity or remorse towards their lifestyle or their sexual orientation. Personally, that's none of our business. And we don't focus on that. But anyone that comes to us, we'll help them. Little green men can come to us, and I'll help try to preserve their civil rights if it's all possible.
Chris, and how does the organization make an impact in the greater Worcester community?
Well, Worcester has a lot of diversity in it currently. We try our best to build those solid relationships, to be out in the public and seen and known that we're here and willing to help. We try to engage people to join our organization and help in that social justice fight, which is ongoing.
And what are some obstacles or challenges that your organization is currently facing?
Since I wrote this down, I'm going to say it. I've had big struggles in engaging our mayor to stand up for civil rights and to support us. Also, it's been difficult. It's been a challenge engaging our youth in our community to become involved in civil rights. I'm not sure. I'm at a loss on how to do that, so I'm open to suggestions. Also, you know, one of the obstacles is the stereotypical conventional thinking that people have, that we have to have a label. You know, Abby, you're white and I'm black, and people feel that they need to call each other that. The challenge that I've tried to address is that we are all human beings. And until we can get to that point, I think there's always going to be a struggle and racial indifference. So that's been a big challenge also. And, you know, there are people that are older in our organization that grew up in a specific way, and trying to convince people to be open to change is always a huge obstacle.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else that you would like to mention about the NAACP?
I am close to wrapping up my first 2-year term as president, and I am going to go forward and try to do it again for another couple of years, another 2-year term. Since the 2016 election for our unit and other elections at that time, our membership grew probably by almost half. We grew immensely. We now have over 100 members in our unit. And the goal is, and it's an open-ended goal, is to have as many people help increase our membership numbers as possible. And as I said, and that includes anyone.
I don't think I have any more questions for today. Thank you for coming and speaking with us.
You're welcome, Abby. It's my pleasure.